Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
You've tuned in to Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson. I want to welcome you. Thank you for joining us. In this session, we want to talk about what to use for your sermon preparation. Just like a carpenter needs many different tools, a hammer, a saw, a screwdriver, a leveler, many other things. So the expositor must also have many different tools at his fingertips. Each one plays a very vital part in sermon preparation. And I want you to give careful thought with me to some of the basics. More could be added, but let me just walk us through the basics. The first would begin with an English Bible, provided you're preaching in the English language, whatever your native language is. I would recommend that you use an English translation that is a literal translation of the scripture and not one that is a dynamic equivalent. You'll spend much of your time having to put it back into the more specific meaning. And you'll probably want to have several English translations where there's one that you preach from and study in, but you can compare it with how translators rendered it in a different way in the English language. The second thing that you would need would be some language tools, because the Bible was originally written in Hebrew in the Old Testament, a few chapters in Daniel and Aramaic, and then in the New Testament it was written in Greek. And the closer you can operate in these original languages, the more accurate and precise your interpretation and your teaching will be. So depending upon how familiar you are with those original languages, you need either a Hebrew or a Greek text. You need perhaps an interlinear where the English and then the Greek or the Hebrew is on the line immediately beneath it. You would need a Greek or Hebrew dictionary, Greek or Hebrew concordance, so that you can look up the meaning of individual words, and also to be able to parse the verbs in those original languages. And you can secure a parsing guide that could provide some help for you there. The third thing that you need is Bible commentaries, or our Bible commentaries. And these are the result of scholarship of great Bible teachers and preachers who have written out a verse-by-verse commentary of a book in the Bible, the book that you're preaching through. You would want several commentaries, not too many, but not too few, and different kinds, everything from entry-level popular commentaries all the way to more technical commentaries, but they will help open up the meaning of a passage of scripture for you. And fourth, you need some study Bibles, and study Bibles have become a very essential part of the expositor or the preacher's library. I use several study Bibles, and the footnotes at the bottom of the page help explain the verses that are at the top of the page. I would highly recommend the MacArthur Study Bible, the ESV Study Bible, the Reformation Study Bible, the Holman Study Bible, the New American Standard Study Bible. Each of these, I think you will derive great help from them. And then fifth, systematic theologies. Because preaching is, as Martin Lloyd-Jones said, theology on fire. We're always extracting the doctrine that is in a passage of Scripture, bringing the theology out of a text and teaching theology. We are to be theological expositors. And so, therefore, you need some systematic theologies. And there are a variety. There's Burkhoff. There's Grudem. There's MacArthur. There are various different systematic theologies, Hodge. Those would be some of the leading ones. And then you need a Bible dictionary, such as Unger's or the New Bible Dictionary, that you can look up individual words and have a scholarly description of what that particular place or name or event means. And you also need a theological dictionary. I find these to be extremely helpful, as there are theological truths that are found in Scripture as well as in church history, and a theological dictionary can enrich your understanding of a particular theological issue or theological movement. There is Elwell's theological dictionary, and there's the New Theological Dictionary. I would highly recommend both of those to you. And then you need some expository sermons. Other men who have preached through the passage that you're preaching through. Not that you are necessarily taking much, but you can see how they approach a passage, how they outline it, how they do an introduction, how they use cross-references, how they illustrate, how they conclude. That can be very helpful. I love, for example, reading James Montgomery Boyce and his expository sermons. John MacArthur's commentary set really flows out of his preaching ministry. And then also Kent Hughes's series, Preach the Word. All those are very helpful. I could also add Alexander McLaren and even Charles Haddon Spurgeon, that enormous collection of his sermons. Those can be of vital help to us. And then the last thing I would mention would be some English tools. By that, I mean an English dictionary that we would use words properly, and an English thesaurus that we would be able to cross-reference using other words that would be synonyms, so that we don't find ourselves needlessly repeating ourselves. So this is what you need as you sit down at your desk and begin to prepare a sermon. These are just the basics. There could be many more things. So I hope this is a help to you as you consider getting started, perhaps in your preaching ministry. These are the tools that you'll need. God bless you.